This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Leaders from the G7 group of democratic nations are meeting today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's August 31st deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. With a week to go until Mr. Biden's deadline, tens of thousands of Western citizens and Afghans who supported U.S. efforts to have pushed through Hamid Karzai International Airport, hoping to make it through the gates into the safety of outgoing flights. John Kirby is the Department of Defense spokesperson.
Still believe, certainly now that we have been able to increase the capacity and the flow, we believe that we have the ability to get that done by the end of the month.
The Republican representatives of the U.S. Congress, who have largely been holding back criticism of the Biden administration for the last couple of weeks, held a news conference today. This is House Minority Whip Steve Scalise.
President Biden needs to step up and tell anybody in the world that our top priority is protecting American lives. We're not going to operate by the timeline of some terrorist dictatorship. We're going to operate under the tenet of the United States, which is we will defend our people.
At a briefing, Major General Hank Taylor says, however, that they're very pleased with the progress.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way, now safer and on their journey to a better life.
Many Afghans have said it has been difficult, if not impossible, to get past Taliban checkpoints lining the airport's perimeter. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief warned today that she had received credible reports on Afghanistan that things aren't quite so warm and fuzzy as the Taliban might wish we'd believe.
We have also received credible reports of serious violation of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses taking place in many areas under effective Taliban control. They include, among others, summary executions of civilians and all the combat members of the Afghan National Security Forces.
Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban's stunning takeover raised fears that they will return the country to the brutal rule they imposed when they were last in power.
I strongly urge the Taliban to adopt norms of responsive governance and human rights and to work to reestablish social cohesion and reconciliation, including through respect for the rights of all who have suffered during the decades of conflict.
Taliban leaders have promised to restore security and tried to project an image of moderation, but many Afghans are skeptical and are racing to leave the country. Prominent Afghan women's rights activist Zarifa Ghaffari arrived in Germany late Monday after fleeing from Afghanistan via Pakistan last week. Being greeted by the governor of Germany's North Rhine-Westphalia state and leader of the Christian Democratic Union, Ghaffari stressed that she did not come to Germany as a migrant.
I know the crisis of refugees and immigration is everything in Germany, but we are, like me and my family, we are not here as migrants. I'm just here to raise the voice of those 99% of people in Afghanistan who are not able to come out of their houses, those women who are not able to work, those women who are not able to speak out.
Ghaffari became the mayor of the Afghan town of Maiden Shahr in 2018 when she was 26 years of age. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances.
And I must be clear, our engagement in South Asia and the Indo-Pacific is not against any one country, nor is it designed to make anyone choose between countries. Instead, our engagement is about advancing an optimistic vision that we have for our participation and partnership in this region.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.